SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Governor General's Achievement Awards, Middlesex Edition, and later a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free, so stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
15 persons from the county of Middlesex have received the Governor General's Achievement Award, GGAA, in recognition for their volunteerism and outstanding academic achievements.
The recipients are selected based on their outstanding and verifiable record in academia, community service, leadership, and ability to motivate others.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. The GGAA is part of the wider Governor General Program for Excellence, which also includes the I Believe initiative. The awardees, three from each parish in Middlesex, including Clarendon, Manchester, St. Anne, St. Catherine, and St. Mary, were selected by the respective parish committees. They were recognized in the age categories 18 to 24 and 25 to 35 years. There was also an award for honorees over 35 who were recognized for their engagement in lifelong community service.
The selfless acts of volunteerism and the outstanding educational achievement of our GGAA recipients speak to the gains to be had when our objectives and our actions are coming from a pure heart. These awardees have used their God-given talents to give back and to help others. They have become beacons of hope in their communities.
St. Mary awardee Roy Del Clark, who responded on behalf of the recipients, expressed a feeling of great honor and humility and pledged to continue the work of excellence and community development.
We are forever grateful for this day and pledge to continue to serve our communities and country with pride and dignity, knowing that all of the best is expected of us as we set good examples for others to follow.
The GGAA Middlesex Awards ceremony was held in Port Maria, St. Mary, on the heels of the Cornwall edition in April. Next month, we'll see persons in the County of Surrey being recognized with the Governor General's Achievement Award.
Looking to enhance your professional skills and competences with training of the highest quality? Then apply today to the Justice Training Institute, JTI. JTI offers certificate courses in computer applications, CSEC math and English, financial crimes investigation, courtroom protocols and procedures, diplomas in paralegal studies, court reporting, and more. For more information, call 928-4624, visit us at Fort Camp Road, or go to the website jti.edu.jm. The Justice Training Institute, training for improved performance.
Under Vision 2030, the government will provide first-class education for students like me.
It's true. To find out more, log on to vision2030.gov.jm or call the PIOJ at 960-9339. Time now for a child protection tip. Teach your children the core values of discipline, excellence, respect, reverence, and integrity. This will make school, church, and other social experiences more manageable, and they will grow up to be better adults. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, the Ministry of Justice Legal Aid Mobile Unit will make its next stop at Marchpen St. Catherine on Wednesday, May 31, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Marchpen Community Center. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for tuning in. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.